Chapter 62. One Last Time. Grand Cruiser Reaper's Shroud. Bridge. Lestigon had been deceived. What he believed at first to be a desperate exodus had, in truth, been a subtle camouflage. So intent had he been on the Charybdis that he had failed to realize it. But now he saw the gunship amidst the savior pods cascading down towards Nocturne.
"They have him," he murmured, raising his voice to speak to Rack. "Annihilate the Charybdis! All weapons!"
Rack hesitated, daring to say, "Our warriors are still aboard, Commander." Lestigon rounded on him, surging up from his throne to loom over his terrified shipmaster.
"Destroy it before it destroys us, and send fighters to bring that gunship down."
"Over Nocturnian soil?" asked Kor Gallic, still trying to hold back the anger at his own ship's recent callous destruction.
Lestigon had thrown it against the ire of the battered but much larger battle barge to give his legionaries more time to secure his prize.
"Over any soil. The 18th are but scraps, Preacher. We saw to that on Istvan. I want Vulcan's head. You want the Fulgurite. There is nothing further to discuss."
"Attacking a legion world is tantamount to suicide, Lestigon."
"No, it is not. I will conquer Nocturne or raise it to ash. Either way, the skull of Vulcan shall be mine."
Rack relayed the order, and the guns fired up as a fleet of fighters spewed from their launch bays on the hunt.
"Bring them down,"
Lestigon rasped, returning to his seat.
"Bring them both down."
A fusillade of such strength struck the Charybdis that the bridge crew were thrown off their feet. Even Varkir could not stay standing, and he heard the crack of the ship's superstructure breaking apart around them. He smelt smoke and felt the heat of burning.
"Shipmistress," he called out to Essenzi, who answered groggily. "I'm here, still alive."
Noises of combat filtered through the blast doors as Morgana and Barduk fought to keep the boarders at bay. They lasted much longer than the strangled vox reports of the armsmen and the other indentured mortal defenders before their resistance ended with silence, just like the rest.
"No more defences," said Essenzi.
Varkir heard her leave her command throne. The ship was taking serious damage now. Entire decks and hundreds of crew had been lost. Their shields were down, their armor almost depleted. Even their weapons had been neutralized.
"Are you standing with me, shipmistress?" he asked, but heard Essenzi prime her sidearm before she answered. "There is little else for it now."
The engines were burning into overdrive, their constant shuddering refrain abusing the hull almost as badly as the punitive barrages now hailing from the Reaper's Shroud. The crackle and hiss of plasma cutters burning through the blast doors heralded the end. Varkir knew as soon as the enemy legionaries got inside, it was over. It didn't matter how many they faced. A squad could usurp command now and slaughter every Imperial servant on the bridge. Varkir heard the doors slowly shriek open. Their locking mechanism had been cut, but bereft of power, they still needed to be levered apart.
"Fire!"
He had barely spoken when the firing squad of armsmen unleashed their guns, Essenzi too. Though he couldn't see the effect, he knew it would be superficial at best. No mortal armsmen were ever meant to fight the Legiones Astartes. It had simply never been considered they would ever need to.
"Take them down!"
shouted Essenzi, and Varkir realized why she sounded so desperate. The Death Guard had sent breachers, armored behind their boarding shields. He could hear the ricochet of solid shot against them.
No weapon the defenders currently possessed could penetrate such defenses. Taking a hit to his right greave, Valkyr raised his crosius in salute of all those who had died to bring Vulcan back to Nocturne, and prepared to charge blindly into the swell of combat. A familiar war cry stopped him, followed by the sound of heavy hand-to-hand fighting. Before Valkyr could pinpoint exactly what was happening, an explosion roared into being, heard and felt, but not seen. He was thrown, the agony slow to build, but burning by the time he landed. Disorientated, Valkyr struggled to rise. Belatedly, he realized one of his legs had been severed by the blast. Hearing footsteps approach through the fire and the near final destruction of the ship, he reached for his fallen crosius.
"Shipmistress, are you?" he began.
"She's dead, Valkyr."
"Zathin?
They are all dead."
He felt a gauntleted hand grasp his and hoist him into a sitting position.
"Barring a few servitors, we are the last souls alive on this ship," said Zathin.
Valkyr could still feel the engines thrumming beneath him, slowly shaking the ship apart as if acting in concert with the Reaper's Shroud's guns.
"Rekor," he croaked, swallowing back the blood coming up like bile through his throat. "Did they make it?"
"I don't know, brother. I have hope, though."
Valkyr gave him a bitter laugh.
"You? I thought you said we were insane."
"You are, but we did breach the veil."
The bridge was breaking, the entire ship surrendering to the fury of the Reaper's Shroud. Valkyr nodded, every movement causing him pain. Zathen held him up so he could at least face the viewport, even though he couldn't see what was through it.
"It is incredible,"
Zathen breathed, his voice quaking with the violently trembling bridge.
"Our world."
Valkyr felt Zathen rest a hand on his shoulder.
"Vulcan lives, chaplain."
Valkyr smiled. Despite the pain,
"in every deed we do, from now until the time of ending."
"Not long now,"
said Zathen, as the cracking reached a crescendo and the fires of immolation drew near.
"At least," said Valkyr, as the Charybdis broke apart, "I saw Nocturne one last time."